The Afternoons with Joy podcast is presented by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Welcome to a brand new special episode of the Afternoons with Joy podcast. I do a radio show on Way FM, and we just talk about faith, family, and fun. And on today's episode, you're going to hear the most beautiful love story. I got choked up in the middle of this podcast. It's a conversation with one of my friends about what his mom with dementia is experiencing with her husband of, I don't know, over 30 years. It's the most beautiful, true story that I've heard. I think they need to make a Hallmark movie out of it. So buckle up, grab some tissues, and hear this beautiful story from my friend, Farron. I am here today with a good friend of mine, fellow coworker. Can I even say coworker?
Yes.
You're my boss.
No.
Farron
co-worker.
Was my boss. But Farron is a good friend of mine, and I have loved your family for years. And Farron's mom has dealt with some serious
dementia.
Yeah, I was going to say that's exactly what the diagnosis is, dementia, for how many years?
Oh, it's progressive and, you know, 2-3 progressively getting worse. And there's probably people listening right now that say, oh, I know what that's like as your parents age. And by the way, you and I share this. We're pastor's kids,
yes,
right?
We are, which means that we know how to be on when we need to be on. It can be good and bad, but yep. That means that you're super close with your dad and your mom, and they've been married for years. So
right.
Farron said that there's a story about his mom that I have to hear.
So here's the other thing. And again, listeners right now are going to relate to this, is that dementia does some weird things. My dad is, they've been married for almost 60 years, and my dad... Now is taking care of her. She's still at home, and she still remembers me and my brother and sister.
That's good.
But the weird thing about dementia, she started telling us about a year ago, he's not my husband.
How hard for him.
He's been with you more than anybody else. He's been with you for 60 years. He's taking care of you every day. I'm not taking care of you every day. You remember me, but you don't remember him. And even if I think she looks at him and he's old, you know, and she probably has in her mind
that
she's younger
young.
Man,
yes.
And so he's not my. And we had a family meeting about this,
no.
And everybody's crying, including my dad.
I was wondering how he was handling it.
And we were upset. But then it came to, and again, people are listening going, I so get this, that my dad said to all of us kids, adult kids, don't argue with her anymore. Let's let her, because it frustrates her and upsets her. And that's part of the dementia process. Why argue with someone and make them miserable?
Because they're not going to get it.
6 months ago, I got a call. And again, her mind was going that day. And she said, are you okay with this? And it was about, my dad was in the background going, yeah, I'm your driver. And I sleep on the couch. And I take care of you. And my mom, Farron, are you okay with this?
With this man living in my house.
And I said, yes. I said, he's a good guy. And she said, yeah, he's a good guy.
You're like, that's actually your husband.
So we have this narrative.
You play pretend for her to love her.
And we're okay with that. And I actually thought this was the rest of her life.
Wow.
She's not, and by the way, when I walk in, she knows me right away. So it's random, right? Weird how dementia works.
Are there days that she knows your dad as
no,
her husband?
No.
So that part was just gone.
She thinks her husband died.
Oh.
And so, but here's the story. 1 month ago, I was visiting my parents, and I haven't seen you, Joy, since then, but I knew I was going to tell you this story the next time I saw you.
Hey, just taking a quick second to interrupt this conversation with Farron to tell you about our amazing podcast sponsors. With so much craziness going on in the world right now, you've got to find your way to make a difference. And our podcast sponsor, Food for the Hungry, is doing that by feeding hungry kids with their Chicken of the Month Club. It's incredible. For $28 a month, you can provide 2 chickens for families in need every single month. There's a little boy named Benjamin who lives in Bolivia, and his family was just struggling to put food on the table until they started getting chickens through Chicken of the Month Club. And his mom said, we didn't used to eat eggs, but now we have plenty. It's such good nutrition for my kids that I see their health improving. They're not even as shy to go and play with other kids because they feel good. They feel strong. That's what you can do when you text the word flock, FLOCK, to 91979, or click the link in the show notes. Flock to 91979, and we'll tell you how to join the Chicken of the Month Club. Garbage trucks are my new favorite thing. I have a toddler who's obsessed, so every Wednesday you can find us wandering around our neighborhood just trying to catch a glimpse of the trash truck. The other day, they actually honked and waved at my son from the truck. You would have thought he was going to explode. He was so excited because he felt like he got their personalized attention. See, if you're thinking about refinancing your home, you don't want to go with one of these big companies that's going to make you feel like just a number. You deserve to refinance your home with United Faith Mortgage, who's going to make you feel the way that my son felt when they waved at him, like he was one of them. See, it's run by a father and son team, John and Ryan. And when I refinanced my home with them, they were there to answer any question and walk us through. Also, they have this incredible thing called a direct lender advantage. It means there's no middleman, and that advantage often allows you to get a better rate. That could save you monthly and lifelong money. So head to UnitedFaithMortgage.com and get treated like one of the family.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Midland, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
1 month ago, visiting my parents, and my dad did not prep me or anything, said to me in front of my mom, "We're thinking about getting married." What do you think about that,
Farron? What do you mean we're thinking? Like, that's so hard for you to take in.
And he looked at my mom and he said, "Opal, do you want to get married?" And she said, "Yes." and
they have a fresh new love story?
And my dad said to me, "Will you marry us tonight?"
What?
I married my parents' joy.
And in your mom's mind, it's the first time.
In my mom's mind, it's his second husband.
We're crying. Oh, my gosh.
Joy, I married my mom and dad who have been married for 60 years. It's the coolest story. This may be the best story of my life. I hope I have 20 years left, but this may be the best story of my life. I'm going to show you the picture.
I want to see what, please pull up the picture. Tell me what she was like. Was she excited and giddy, or is she still kind of like unsure?
She, again, I don't know if every person with dementia, she doesn't get excitable, but she, and by the way, she can't say, we can't have long conversations like you and I are talking back and forth. But here's how it went. I'm going to show you the picture of, I'm in their living room. By the way, we decorated the house and we put a big Just Married banner up.
You went all out for this
wedding. And my brother and sister walked her down the hall.
Stop.
And then I was the preacher in their living room. And I and so what, to answer your question, it was short ceremony, but I said, so repeat after me, with this ring. And she said, "Ring.
Yes.
I thee wed. Wed." That's about... And I know my mom. I looked her in the eyes.
Yeah.
She meant it. When she's trying to tell me something, right? She's not telling me a full sentence, but she's...
But you can read it in her face.
Like, okay, so she wants to tell me something. It's really important. Oh. And I'm showing you the picture.
Oh, my word. There's balloons everywhere. Oh, Farron.
Who could say they married their parents?
That's the most beautiful picture ever. She got all dressed up. She's got her pearls on. He got her flowers.
Yep.
That is so beautiful, Farron. I love that your dad, tell me what he's like, that he would be so open to just being like, we're just going to erase the past and we're going to start over.
He's my hero. Your dad's awesome, too. We both have pastor dads that were not just people that walk the walk. They talk the talk. And of course, he pastored a couple of churches in my lifetime. This is his biggest assignment, and he embraces it, right? He's not sitting around going, well, you know, I wish I could be up on the pulpit again in front of a couple hundred people. It's his job is to take care of mom, and he just had a great idea.
And he literally, there's those little paper white bells hanging from the ceiling. Yep. I got tears. She looks so beautiful, and she looks so happy. I think that's what I take away from it, Farron. That's why I got emotional. And I just think, would you tell us really quickly, if someone's listening who has a family member with dementia, like you said, it hits everybody differently, but what have you learned about handling your mom? I think this is a beautiful example that you try to live in the world they've created. But is there any other tips that you would give?
I've heard, you know, we've read books now, and you try to figure it out. And one of the first things, I'll never forget a moment 3 or 4 years ago, my mom walked out of the house in the middle of the night, and it's like we were just figuring out what was going on. And I stopped her, and I got in front of her, and I started saying, "Mom, you're not thinking right." And then I read books and like, don't do that.
Because it upsets them.
That upsets them. Get beside them, not in front of them.
Oh.
And just kind of walk. Hey, can we? Yeah, that's a good idea, Mom. Because at the time she was like going to walk around town and I've got to get out of here. And Mom, you're not thinking right. It's
Even
the middle of the night.
It's the middle of the night.
No, get beside them.
And help guide them
gently. Guide them and agree with them, but don't confront them. Anyway, that's where we're at. And we try to make her, comfortable. And she's still, by the way, she still loves Jesus. And there are a few things that she can get really passionate about. And so she'll call me sometimes and say, isn't God good? And I'm like, yes, he is, Mom.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking at more pictures right now. And it's Farron's family walking her down the hallway. And Farron just in the middle of a living room with a ceiling fan, just doing a full-on wedding. I love that you did that. I also like that they were like an impulsive young couple. He was like, we're doing it today.
Right. Well, thanks for letting me tell you that story.
Absolutely. That's true love, Farron. That should be a Hallmark movie. You think we can make it happen?
You're right.
Listen, I'll star in it. Fine, I'll do it.